Welcome to the WMSE Hidden Heroes podcast endorsed by the Milwaukee School of Engineering Honors Program. On the behalf of the 2021 honors students, we hope you enjoy the following interview. Thank you.
Do you ever feel like there's too much going on in the world? Like there's multiple things occurring all at once, too hard to map and collect all together? Well, here is where we talk about all the new, fast trends and the many problems occurring in our daily world. This is Conceptualization with your host, Trey Miller. Hello guys, how are we doing today? My name is Trey Miller, and today I'm bringing you guys a great topic. I have a great interview coming up in a little bit, an overall great episode for conceptualization. So today we're going to be talking about IYTC, International Youth Tobacco Control. Now most recently, I've been able to actually get in contact with IYTC as I am currently working with them and doing several tasks, several events, trying to get the word out, trying to kind of end this pandemic of tobacco and nicotine product usage. And I've been really impressed with their message. They're really trying to hammer down on counteracting all of these pushes towards the youth and the use of minor drugs, which then can lead into some serious consequences down the road. With that being said, we're going to be talking with one of the head board presidents of IYTC. The interviewee we have coming up, Elena Lee, is a senior in California, a little bit away from Iowa, so not too used to the life she's living, but I can imagine. But the biggest thing is she's a senior and she's the board president of a internationally recognized program. They do a lot of work in Asia, a lot of work in California, and they are starting to spread out into the Midwest, and that's kind of where I've been brought in a little bit. But yeah, she's going to be talking about what they do, what they stand for, and all things along that. So I hope that we can get into that and tackle some of these questions you guys might be having about tobacco usage and nicotine usage. But before we hear from Elena Lee, we will have a quick word from today's sponsor, the MSOE Honors Program. MSOE Honors Program has been making a meaningful impact on the Milwaukee area for many years now, and are actively looking for new members to apply and join the crew. Go to MSOE's webpage and look under the honors section to find more. Coming back from that break here, I am now with Elena Lee, the board president of IYTC. Elena, do you mind introducing yourself and your correlation with IYTC?
Yeah, so hi everyone. My name is Elena Lee, and I'm from California, Southern California. And I've been in IYTC for 3 years. I started by being kind of a design officer, and then the next year I was the secretary, and now this year I'm the board president.
Yeah, that is really impressive. And Elena, so you're a senior in high school right now. Do you mind telling a little bit about how you got into kind of a really important role in a pretty big organization?
Yeah, for sure. So I actually joined IYTC because I was really close friends with Lisa Liu, the founder. We went to the same high school and she was 2 years older than me. So when I was a sophomore, she asked me if I wanted to join her organization. And first it was like, she just needed a ride to a different high school to hand out flyers to join IYTC. So me being a good friend, I was just like, yeah, I'll give you a ride. And then I started handing out flyers and then I started reading the flyers. And then I realized this organization was really, really cool. They did some really great stuff and I got inspired. And so when she asked me if I wanted to formally join the organization, I said, of course. And so I started with something I knew best, which was designing, making posters, social media posts, whatever. And then I became the secretary because I like taking notes. I like typing fast. And throughout that year, I just got really into the organization all at once. I was in a committee and we decided to create this internship program, and I did a lot of other work for the organization. So when the end of the year came, I didn't even think president was something that I could be, but they kind of approached me about the opportunity and I was very honored. And I said, of course. And so now we're here and I'm the president. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, that is really impressive. Very cool to see that kind of going up the steps, getting bigger and bigger into the IYTC organization. So I got a couple questions I kind of want to ask you. Just for the general listeners, how does IYTC make the world a better place?
Yeah, so the real reason why I joined IYTC is that at my school, I noticed that vaping was a real serious issue, or the use of e-cigarettes. There were kids at my school who would just vape during stack break, right before tests. Like, you would see them come in and they were obviously on some kind of substance. And I think the worst problems that plague our world and our society are the ones that we don't recognize as problems. So I think IYTC is really making the world a better place because we're educating about the dangers of vape or tobacco use or anything else that people might not be aware of. And I feel like no matter what we do, we're making the world a better place because we're looking out for the health of the public, the health of our community. And so some of the things that IYTC does is pretty grand. Recently, we ended an F1 campaign where we wrote a letter to the CEO of the Formula One, which is car racing, to end the endorsement of tobacco companies. But some of the things that we do are small, like holding local educational events at my high school. But no matter big or small, we're making the world a better place because we're just doing our part to make sure that everyone's taking care of themselves and taking care of their bodies. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's definitely something. I just recently graduated from high school, and I have a cousin who's just now freshman in high school, and I've just heard stories about him when he was in middle school, 6th through 8th grade, and there were kids vaping. It's so crazy to think about how the world has changed so much when it feels like not that long ago we were like playing with Legos, and now kids are vaping and getting into some seriously dangerous stuff that can have seriously long-term impacts on their lives. Quite crazy to think about. But on that, I'm a huge F1 enthusiast, so that was really cool to see you guys doing some work with trying to make their symbol in our society a little bit cleaner. But what is it like going toe-to-toe with big tobacco corporations and foundations, especially with F1 having a lot of advertisements and getting a lot of money from these big companies? What's it like going toe-to-toe with them?
Yeah, to be honest, it's hard. It's hard to think that sometimes, even though we work so hard towards this goal, it's kind of they don't feel it that much. They're such a big entity. But at the end of the day, I don't really mind, because we're an organization made by youth for youth. I don't expect to go in there and change the world with one letter. I know it's going to be hard. So whenever we go into a project, knowing that we're the underdog, I just know that whatever we're doing, we're making one step closer to making a tobacco-free generation, whether that takes a week or decades. But, you know, no matter how big the company is, I know that we're working towards something and it'll be realized sometime far, far, far in the future, but it'll happen. I believe it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't credit you guys enough, because I'm multi-million, probably almost billion-dollar companies going against them. And I know you guys receive really good funding and are really successful. That's still just, it's like a Goliath story right there. So really, really cool. And kind of on this thing with IYTC being trying to prevent tobacco from being a part of the youth and hopefully from all walks of life, you're seeing a steady increment and increase with vaping usage and these electric nicotine-based products. So is IYTC, and you kind of recognize and kind of talked about how you guys are switching your gaze a little bit, but is vaping kind of becoming more and more of a priority for IYTC to engage with?
Yeah, for sure. We're International Youth Tobacco Control, and what's plaguing the youth, especially at least in America, isn't cigarettes. You don't see as many kids smoking cigarettes anymore. It's vapes, right? That's the new popular thing. And they're scary. They're really scary because people do it because they're, quote, not as dangerous as traditional cigarettes. But they are. They do contain nicotine. They're highly addictive. They have really dangerous chemicals in them. And kids just don't see that. And that's what makes them really, really dangerous. And they're also a use of social means, being popular, fitting in. But anything, any societal gain that you may gain, like get from vaping, don't really outweigh any of the health effects that you may suffer later on. So that's why IYTC thinks it's really important that we not completely switch our message, but have a more heavy focus on vapes, just because it's a lot more prevalent in today's society.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really disagree with that. Just more and more you're seeing cliques that are kind of using vapes and getting the most, having the most problems with the usage there. It just feels like friend groups are kind of like, oh, you're either with us vaping or you're not. And I feel like that's really dangerous, especially because in is that kind of happening in your guys' high school? Do you see that at all?
Yeah, not me personally. I don't try to associate with those groups, obviously. But I have, yeah, but I have talked to people and I'm like, why do you vape? Mm-hmm. The answer is always like really nonchalant. It's always like, oh, I just do it to fit in, or I just do it at a party because everyone else is doing it. And I'm always like, oh, do you know like what they can do to you? But they just see short term, I think, a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it seems like one night, that always doesn't mean that's just that one night. And I feel like that's when kids can kind of get hooked on it, is, oh, it's a fun little social thing, and then can quickly get out of control.
Yes.
So I'm really grateful for all the information. I think we tackled kind of a lot of IYTC's big problems, or not problems, big problems we're trying to tackle.
Yeah.
Moving forward, do you guys have any big plans coming up? Anything you guys want to advertise or endorse at all?
Yeah, so we're working on a little bit of a project right now. We're working on creating an online video series, basically educational videos, think like Crash Course or something like that, educating on the dangers of tobacco or the environmental effects of tobacco waste. And so we're actually creating a big kid and a little kid version of each type of video, so that elementary schoolers can watch him, and they're like very simple words, very simple facts, easy for them to understand. And then our big kid versions, we have a little bit more serious facts, a little bit more kind of scarier health effects, but we really wanna target and specialize to those specific audiences. And that's a project I'm really excited about. And then we also have World No Tobacco Day coming up. And so we are planning a social media campaign. Nothing set in stone yet, but if you wanna follow our socials and keep an eye out for that, we also have that coming up. Also had like an educational event with Kenya. And so we're looking to do one with South Africa next. And finally, we have an internship program for youth in high school or even college who wanna come and see what IYTC is all about. We have an internship program this coming summer that we're really excited about as well. And that is it.
All right. Well, I really appreciate your time, Elena. This has been super awesome to talk with you and get a little bit more information about IYTC, especially from chair presidents. That's really awesome. So, I really appreciate you coming on, and thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. It was super fun.
Awesome.